Hey everybody, it's me, Aberato. I've got a website called Fakeologist.com, and today I'm going to discuss Simon's World Trade Center actual destruction theory, which I find fascinating, and almost no evidence anywhere on the interwebs as to how it was done. By the way, you can join us every Saturday night around 9:11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we discuss this and many other prescient topics around the 9/11 media hoax event. Now let me get right to the post. If you click on from December 1st, my entry here, you will see a link to the post I'm going to read to you right now. So let's get to it. How pulling the towers was pulled off. I will hereby submit my best take as to how the World Trade Center demolitions in Lower Manhattan were achieved, without awakening undue suspicions among that early morning's bystanders, eyewitnesses. No wonder the whole thing was staged in the early morning hours, so as to minimize the amount of onlookers. However hypothetical my reasoning may seem, I trust that readers will appreciate the logical processes that I have applied in order to formulate this tentative, final reckoning of how the magic trick sleight of hand of 9/11 was concocted, and how the Twin Towers were demolished in bright daylight without any onlooking New Yorkers being able to understand what exactly they saw, and much less prove that what they saw was different from what was aired on television. Here's a brief summary of my conclusions in three short paragraphs. A military-grade smokescreen was raised before the supposed 9/59 collapse of World Trade Center 2. The possibility that any odd bystanders, in what by then was a fully evacuated area, would have noticed or captured on film any smoke billowing from the ground up before 9:59 a.m. was extremely slim. However, this slim possibility was anticipated by the 9/11 planners, with their Willie Boom Rodriguez actor and his tales of basement explosions prior to the plane crashes. Thus, any ground-level smoke witnessed before 9:59 a.m. would have had the plausible deniability alibi of these mysterious pre-collapse, quote-unquote, basement explosions. Point 2. On live TV, these basement explosions were in fact reported on the Fox channel within 40 seconds of the purported World Trade Center 2 collapse at 9:59 a.m. It is clear, therefore, that these World Trade Center basement explosions were meant, according to the 9/11 PSYOP script, to have occurred way before the first World Trade Center 2 collapse. Again, this was likely meant to provide the alibi for any smoke seen around the towers, or even recorded on film by onlookers, before their collapse. Any lucky filmmakers wishing to expose the scam would then have to prove that their camera's timestamp clock was set at the correct time, which would of course be impossible. There's no way to prove it. Point 3. Once the smokescreen was deemed dense enough and enveloped the entire World Trade Center complex, the controlled demolition of the Twin Towers were go. When exactly this took place is nothing that we can ever know. Yet any time between 9:59 and 10:28 is a good guess. Please note that 29 minutes, 2 plus 9 equals 11, magic numbers as I've many times pointed out, separate the two alleged World Trade Center collapse timelines, which is just another occult numerology joke. The two towers were likely pulled simultaneously. Let me now back up this brief summary with what was aired on TV. I hope you will stay with me throughout this reasoning process. What was aired on CNN? The way the first World Trade Center 2 collapse was not shown on CNN is quite hilarious, pathetic thing to watch again today, and an extremely revealing sequence timeline of purported historical live TV images. Firstly, just pay attention at the words uttered by CNN's Aaron Brown, apparently standing on the CNN building's rooftop with a spectacular view of the towers. Starting at about 2920, which is another joke, of the CNN archive clip, which you can find at archive.org. So, in fact, the actual World Trade Center 2 collapse was not shown live on CNN, their TV feed at the time being busy covering the Pentagon event, and Aaron Brown appears to be totally clueless as to what is supposed to be going on at the World Trade Center. We just see the World Trade Center area completely enveloped in smoke, as it probably was in reality, yet not as a result of the World Trade Center 2 collapse, but more likely due to a military-grade smoke screen being raised. At 32 minutes and 20 seconds, a full 3 minutes later, Aaron still talks about another possible explosion, and that we are getting reports that parts of the second tower appears to have collapsed. We are checking on that. No one has yet informed Aaron that the World Trade Center 2 has fully collapsed. Amazing, huh? The thing is, if only Aaron had been watching NBC or Fox, he would have seen the World Trade Center 2 collapsing in, quote, real time. Yet there he is, still wondering what happened for 3 minutes and more, and more than 5 minutes will pass before his CNN colleagues in the studio finally run a replay of the actual, brackets, CGI animation of the World Trade Center 2 collapse imagery. Why on earth would the CNN producer wait for over 5 long minutes to air the World Trade Center 2 collapse, which their cameraman had supposedly captured? At 34:40, more than 5 full minutes after the World Trade Center 2 supposedly collapsed, Aaron finally announces, "We can show you now what happened just a few minutes ago at the World Trade Center." And CNN viewers are finally treated with this most momentous, world-defining news imagery. Yet, their main anchorman was supposedly standing on the CNN building's rooftop with a direct bird's-eye view of the World Trade Center. Oh well, so we're asked to believe that he was turning his back on the spectacular, brackets green screen, view, and unfortunately just missed witnessing the collapse itself at 9:59 a.m. Yeah, right. What was shown on NBC and Fox? So much for CNN reporting the World Trade Center 2 collapse live. Now, was the World Trade Center 2 collapse aired on other networks, purportedly just as it happened at 9:59 a.m.? Yes, believe it or not, but it was shown on NBC in this way. Check out the NBC archives if you think I'm kidding you. If you cannot see how fake this imagery is now in 2013, there is no way I can help you. Keep buying it if you so wish. And on Fox TV, the World Trade Center collapse was also shown in one half of a split screen shot, yet no one in the TV studio seemed to notice. Instead, the imagery quickly switched to some dramatic, gory yellow-green imagery of the World Trade Center area enveloped in smoke, initially mistaken by Fox anchor Jim Ryan to be images from the Pentagon. Fox flop. Link to exact World Trade Center collapse timeline right there. Here we have Fox's Dave Price reporting about some basement explosions in the World Trade Center only 40 seconds after its collapse as seen on TV. So wait a minute, are we to believe that Dave Price was informed by whom about these basement explosions within 40 seconds, while Aaron Brown of CNN remained uninformed for over 5 minutes about the collapse of the entire World Trade Center 2 building? The basement explosions were obviously part of the original 9/11 PSYOP script, so as to justify why smoke emerged around the World Trade Center area before they collapsed.
I wonder.
It is all up to reader to draw his, her conclusions, but I believe this all goes to support my quite simple smokescreen thesis, which goes like this. Point A. The entire World Trade Center complex was engulfed in military-grade smoke obscurants before they were demolished with conventional explosives. No one saw them collapsing, and no imagery or footage exists of their demise, since no conventional cameras can film through thick smoke. Point B. What we were shown on TV was a prefabricated movie which, in fact, was rather smartly made, since it showed Lower Manhattan enveloped in an enormous, lingering cloud of smoke for most of that fateful morning. However, we know that no controlled demolition produces as much smoke as seen on TV on 9/11. Please watch any videos of building demolitions and realize that the dust of any large building being demolished settles in the matter of minutes. That enormous amount of smoke on 9/11 enveloping Manhattan 4 hours was produced by military-grade smoke machines, and the prefabricated TV images were made to simulate this predictable scenery. To sum it up, the World Trade Center was demolished behind a smoke screen which was raised sometime before the alleged 9:59 a.m. collapse of the World Trade Center 2. So, people, the point here is do not fret, do not fear. There is no magical weapons. There are no nuke weapons, let alone mini nukes that were used to take down the towers. The towers were simply demolished by conventional means, probably by the CDI Corporation, which is the biggest that has demolished towers all around the world. And Simon's thesis really makes the most sense. Of course, it's just a thesis, but he supported it with some very interesting evidence trying to piece together the ridiculous timeline around the CNN, Fox, ABC, NBC footage. So I think he's done a fantastic job of figuring out what exactly happened in New York. If you haven't seen his movie, September Clues, go to septemberclues.info. Go to cluesforum.info for some fantastic discussion on exactly how this was pulled off. And do not be alarmed. Do not worry about mystical, magical space beams, nuclears, mini nukes. Just believe, if you wish, that this whole thing was done in a very dramatic fashion using the media to completely hoodwink and fool you. So if you want to talk about this with other like-minded individuals, meet me on Saturday night at 9/11 at fakeologist.com. Thank you for listening.